So this week, of course, is both Parshas Vayikra and Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh begins us preparing for Pesach. This week I opted to go mostly from Parshas Vayikra and just a little bit about Parshas HaChodesh, a little bit pre-Pesach. But maybe next week in this year we'll talk a lot more about the pre-Pesach topics. Hopefully, Bez Hashem will talk more about some Pesach-related stuff. So Parshas Vayikra, of course, begins Sefer Vayikra, which talks a lot about the whole theme of Karbanos. And the Maharal has a lot to say about the power of Karbanos. So the way it's going to work, I apologize that my DBS is down. So the note, the sheets are not from the, it's a little different than we usually have it. If you could take a look for the beginning, we're going to start on page 3. That's from the Nesivos Olam, the Nesiv HaAnava. Talking about the whole idea of a karban. Right at the beginning of the parasha begins with the interesting psukim about karban. Daber el v'nei Yisrael. Let's see. The second pasuk. Daber el v'nei Yisrael, page 288. Daber el v'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleim. Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. So the Maharal says, you see, that the Torah is trying to highlight here, that a karban comes from you. Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. And when a person takes all of his money, it costs a lot of money to buy a cow, to buy a sheep, to buy a... Right? You take from your own money and you buy a karban l'Hashem, and abehema, and abakram, and atzon, takivus karban chem. Take a look at page 3. This is from the Nesivos Olam, as it says on the top. One of the Maharal's svarim, Nesivos Olam. Take a look at the on the left-hand side, the second paragraph. Ubeperakamah de Rosh Hashanah. You see where I am? Ubeperakamah de Rosh Hashanah. Miel kamocha nose oven vaver al pesha l'sheves nachlaso. Right? It's a pasuk, I think, in Micha, if I'm not mistaken. Miel, right? We read it at the end of the Haftorah on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, I think. Miel kamocha nose oven vaver al pesha l'sheves nachlaso. Who is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you that you forgive us for our sins? HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Al Yav Kotzba L'Sheiris Nachlaso, V'lo L'Kol Nachlaso. He's Medayik in the Pasuk. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive? L'Sheiris Nachlaso. She'eris means only to some people. Only some people merit forgiveness. Not everybody, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Darshans. V'ratza Lomar, what does this mean, says the Maharal. Hashem Yisparach over al pesha al mi she'eno osa atzmo ikar ba'olam. Rak osa atzmo ki'ilu eno davar ikar klal. The Maharal says, who gets forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Someone who doesn't make himself the center of attention. Someone who doesn't make himself an ikar sheba'olam. That's why the pasuk says, mi el kamocha, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you? No se'obim v'ar pesha. L'she'eris nachlaso. She'eris means like the leftovers. The people who make themselves like leftovers, not the people who are the star of the show, they always need all the kavod and the attention. L'she'eris nachlaso. Umi shehu nasa kein roi lavar alav al pesha. Says the Maharal, someone who's the guy who stays, doesn't, is not the center of attention, but he always makes himself like she'eris, such a person, it's appropriate to forgive his sins. And he says, usually, the people who don't make themselves front and center all the time, so they're the ones who have less to do with the physical world. They're not into pleasure, they're not into their own honor. Since they're simpler people, they're not people who are looking to be to have all the attention and since they're simpler, yeshkan histalkus achet, so therefore sin runs away from them. V'havein zemo yeshchalavin ze gam kein misoda tainus biyom akipurim shuus matus aguf. And he says this is the secret of why fasting on Yom Kippur leads to atonement, because fasting is lessening your body, lessening your physical body. And the more you lessen your physical body, the more you open yourself up to having sin, which also is symbolic of that, to leave you. Just like your physical body leaves you, so your spiritual baggage leaves you as well. Anytime you find a person losing from his physical, that's a kapara, right? People say, right, a person goes into a bad business deal, he loses a lot of money, so you say, it should be a kapara. It should be a kapara, right? Person, that's what he says over here. So he says, that's part of the idea of a karban, he says. Shafila karban, shumachaper yesh kan hismatas hamamon asher hevi l'Hashem yisparach. So he's saying this on the pasuk we just read. Adam kiyakrav mikem karban Hashem. You have to give up a little money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to go buy, take some money and purchase an animal and sacrifice that to Hashem. So you lost a little bit of money. So he says, whenever you lose your gashmius, that's a raya that there's going to be kapara. Yom Kippur, we fast, we lose the gashmius, you get kapara. You bring a karban, yeah, you have to spend money. Right, you have to lose some of the physical in order to get atonement.
How does fasting lose the gashmius?
No, he's saying because you fast, you're not eating, so you lose a few pounds, you lose some weight on the fast day, right? You can't wear your Fitbit, but I wear my Fitbit all the time, but on the times you can't wear it. But, well, some people do, but I don't wear it on Shabbos or Yontif, but if you'd measure, you'd be losing calories. You'd be losing pounds. You don't need a whole day. So he says part of the idea of losing sin is being mema'it, lessening of the physical side of you. So he says a karban, you have to spend some money. So to get kapara, sometimes you have to spend money. Okay, that's point number one. If you take a look at the next page, that's page four. So he discusses a very interesting Gemara about karbanos. You may remember that when Avram Avinu by the Brisbane of Sarim, so Avram Avinu asks Hashem. Hashem comes to him in a dream, and he says to him, "You know, your children are going to be slaves for 400 years, and then Achrichun Yetsu Merchush Gadol, they're going to leave Merchush Gadol." And I had this whole vision. I'm going to give them the land of Israel. And Avram asks Hashem, "B'moida ki iroshena?" Very challenging question. Avram says to God, "How do I know that I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael?" And what does Hashem respond? He says, "Go take a goat. Go take a egla mishulash. Take a calf. V'ayo mishulash and a ram and a bird." Right? He tells him, and he says, "Go." So the Gemara explains that what God was telling him is that in the merit of your children bringing karbanos, that's how you know you're going to keep Eretz Yisrael. In the merit of your children bringing karbanos. And then he asks him, "Well, what about after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed?" And he answers, "In the merit of your children speaking about karbanos, saying karbanos." So he's going to analyze here the Maharal two things. What's so special about karbanos that a karban is the secret to the Jews keeping Eretz Yisrael? And what does it mean? How could it be? I understand bringing karbanos, but how could saying karbanos be the same thing? So take a look at this. Take a look. So start on the right-hand side of the paragraph that begins Venera. I don't want to take it, start Venera. Ki perish b'mayidaki yirashana kloma shetiha ha'aretz lili yirushal achuzas olam. How do I know that my children are going to keep Eretz Yisrael forever? What Avram Avinu was really asking, maybe his children would be lost from the world in total. He answered him in the merit of the sacrifices. Beer Inyan Zet. The Jewish people, we are separate from lowliness. So this is an idea that we've spoken about many times. Maral underscores this idea. He says that sin is not inherent to the Jewish people. We generally speaking, our souls, we're not people who by nature tend to be sinners. Ulafikach, ein roi lahaber liyisobu shalachet kevin shibetzim heim ta'orim. He says that what Hashem meant to tell Avraham Avinu is this, that the Jewish people are never going to disappear from the face of the earth. Why? Because sin is not something that is inherent to the Jewish people. Sin for the Jewish people is mikra. It happens. The Yetzirah grabbed us. You know, we got swayed. But it's not who we are in essence. The Maharal has tremendous respect for the Jewish people. You see in his commentary, he's always talking about the exalted level of the Jewish people. He has tremendous respect for us. He wants to say, right, this is the Sefer Gevuras Hashem. Right, Gevuras Hashem. The Sefer Gevuras Hashem is a lot about Pesach. Over Sefer HaNetzach, Bezus Hashem, Avol B'nei Adam, Shepchisus Lehem Be'etzem, he says, however, people who they are at their core rotten. People who are rotten at the core, kasher he mosifin pchisus menachet, ein apchisus amikra shekibol etzem, shari pchisus yeshlam ve'etzem. Ein zarak hosafal apchisus yeshlam ve'etzem, kishgo brachet me'aveir. Lofikach amar, b'shvila kaparos, sheyesh kaparo liyisrael achata'am. So that's why God responded to Avram. Avram asked, how do I know my children are going to exist forever? So Hashem said to him, because I'm going to let them bring karbanos. What does Karbanos have to do with anything? Says the Maharal. Lufika Chamar. Bishvila Kaparos, Sheyesh Kaparo Yisrael Achatam. He says, by the fact that they could bring a Karban and get atonement for that, the Dover Zehul Yisrael Befrat Velo L'Shem Uma, this is a special privilege that the Jewish people have, that we bring Karbanos and we get forgiven. Uvishvil Kach Yiskaimu, that's my proof that the Jewish people are going to last forever. Ve'ein Ha'aveir Lahem Min Ha'olam Kemosh Yesh L'Umos. So I'm never going to wipe them out. From the fact that I allowed them just to bring a korban and wipe out the sin, that's a raya to you, Avraham Avinu, that your children are going to be around forever, because that's a proof that sin is not inherent to them. They can bring a korban and wipe off the sin. Now, how does that work? How does that work that you bring a korban and you wipe away the sin? Ach, b'shvil shachit b'Yisrael inyan mikra, since sin is only something that happens to them, it's not inherent to them, it's just a mikra, it just happens. Oh, the Yetzirah trapped you here, the Yetzirah trapped you, but that's not who you are in essence. Lekach yesh lam karbanos uvizman she'ein beis hamigdash kayam seder karbanos hakaras achet hasaras achet. He says that when there's no beis hamigdash, seder karbanos, saying karbanos in the morning, I hope we all do it. You see the parish of the karban tamid in the morning. And the so he says, saying the Seder HaKarbanos, that's what wipes away sin when there's no Beis HaMikdash. How does that work? V'hu davar nifla. He says, this is really a pella. Eich Seder HaKarbanos omin v'makom HaKarban. How could it be that just stating, reading the parashas of Karbanos, that wipes away sin when there's no Karban? Ki ein Karban zulas hakiru v'adibuk bo yispar. So here he says idea number two of Karban. Again, this is really a summary of the ideas we've spoken about in past years about Karbanos. So the first idea that he said was that a Karban, you have to give away some money. But now he's stressing the idea that a Karban is from the language of Karov. It brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein Karban zulas hakiruv v'adibuk bo yisparach. Dibuk means like devet, glue, attaching yourself, that somehow this Karban ceremony, by bringing this animal and sacrificing the animal, what you're really saying is you're trying to bring yourself closer. And that's how speaking about the Karbanos and saying and davening and learning the parsha of Karbanos is supposed to bring that same theme closer. How does that work? He explains. The idea of Karban is to run away from sin, lush of Elav Yisbarach, to return closer to Hashem. V'zeu lashon Karban, his karbus el Hashem Yisbarach ayidei Karban. It's making yourself closer through Karban. V'nei seder ha-karbanos shehu divrei Torah, shemesader b'divrei Torah inyan ha-karbanos hu adibuk ba'atzmo, ki ein davar chibur v'dibuk yoser kama Torah. Wow. So he says like this, gentlemen. He says, it's the whole idea of a Karban is to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somehow by slaughtering that animal and by spending your money, taking $1,000 and buying it to be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and taking this animal which is living and breathing and taking it there to the Beis HaMikdash and slaughtering it and shechting it and being makrivit, somehow that whole experience is supposed to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why a karban is milashon karov, brings you close. But he says, so how is it that now we have no Beis HaMikdash, that by saying the parsha of karbanos, that achieves the same thing as actually slaughtering the objects? He explains that what's the best way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Study of Torah. And if you study the Torah of karbanos, so that also brings you closer, he says, because the study of Torah by itself brings you closer. And if you study that paragraph of es karbani lachmi li yishai reich nichochti tishmeru lakrivli, if you learn that parasha in the Torah, if you learn that every single morning, that also, he says, is supposed to accomplish the same thing. Because the study of Torah, what is the study of Torah? The study of Torah is studying the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and that brings a person closer. The Torah is Yisrael v'arayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadu. The Torah is God expressing his own will in written words. So when a person says those words, that those words sanctify a person also. Those words of study of Torah bring him closer. So says the Maharal, all of this God hinted to Avram Avinu. When Avram said, how do I know my children are going to live forever? How do I know my children are going to be spiritual and they're not going to be destroyed by physical sin? He said, from the fact that I created this thing called karbanos that's special for the Jewish people, and when there's no base of interest, they're going to be able to say the karbanos and learn the karbanos. That's the proof. That's what he meant in the bris pain of Sarum when he said, here, take these animals, take these sacrifices. He was telling him, b'schus ha-karbanos, that's what the Gemara says, b'schus ha-karbanos, that it's going to be sacrifices, that's the proof that your children are going to endure forever, because it's the proof that they have this spiritual side to them, that they can attach themselves from me, and therefore sin will never wipe them off the face of the earth. So says the Maharal, that's all this God intended when Avram Avinu asked, how do I know my children are going to last forever? And he answered him, b'schus ha-karbanos. And just v'dafka say on page 4, and it's specifically learning those portions of the Torah through karbanos. So learning the psukim in the Torah of karbanos, when we listen to the Torah reading this Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, it's like bimkom actually being makriv karbanos. Because studying the Torah is what brings a person closer. He says, if I really wanted to explain this, it would take me a long time. So this is what Avram Avinu was asking, and this is what God answered him. Avram Avinu asked the question in Parshas Lech Lecha, my kids are going to remain alive all times? And God answered him, the bris ban, I'm sorry, take all these animals. He answered him, b'schus ha-karbanos, in the merit of the fact that your children could just bring a carbon and wipe away the sin. That shows that your children are not bad inherently. Even just bringing a carbon, getting them close to Hashem, that wipes away the sin. Taking the physical part of them that sinned and being makir of a carbon to atone for it, that brings a person closer. And then saying, learning the Torah of the karbanos, that brings a person closer as well. That's a proof that your children are going to exist forever. That's part number 2. Now, part 3. Take a look at Pasuk Gimel, please. Page 288. Page 288, Pasuk Gimel. Right? El Pesach Yakriv Oso. These words are extra, right? It just said in the first part of the Pasuk. Imolah Karbonomen Abakar Zachar Tamim Yakrivenu. And it says again, El Pesach Omoid Yakriv Oso Lirtsono. Nehashem. Yakriv Oso Lirtsono. Has to be willingly. You have to bring a carbon lirtsono. Right? So Rashi comments upon this. This is a well-known Gemara. Take a look at Rashi. Yakrivoso. Take a look at Rashi in the second column, right? Halfway down the column on page 288. The Torah says, the extra words, yakrivoso, right? The Torah repeats it. The beginning of the pasuk, it says, yakrivenu. You have to sacrifice. Then it says again, yakrivoso. Says Rashi, melamed shekofenoso. This is a proof that if a person sinned and he has to bring a carbon, we force him to bring the carbon. Asks the Gemara, yachol baal karcho? Really? you would think that he, Mamish, even if he keeps on protesting, you force him before he says, no, 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 I'm not doing it. You force him, I'm not doing it. So you might think again, Zul Tamaloma Lertzono. It also says Lertzono, so it's a contradiction in the pasuk. It says Yakrivoso, he must bring it. Then it says Lertzono, only if he wants to. So what's going on? Hakeitzad. So what's going on? So the Gemara famously states, Hakeitzad, Kofenoso ad sheyomer rotzani. You force him until he says, I want to do it. Now, take a look at page one. Take a look at page one. Back to page one. Right? That's Rashi. So, of course, the Maharal wrote a commentary, Gur Aryeh, that I still have in digital form. My computer had a massive computer crashing problems, and I haven't been able to get back my DBS. So, that's why the form is a little different here. But in the Gur Aryeh I still have, because that's on the Bar Ilan that I have. Gur Aryeh says like this, Ad Sheyomer Rotzani. Vim Tomar, so the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh asks the same question that all of you are bothered by this Rashi. Vim Tomar, Sofu Mukhrach. Vim Kein Beloshi Yomer Rotzani Yichveu Lahakrav. Right, so the Maharal asks, what does it help? You forced him and then he says Rotzani. What does it help? The bottom line is you still forced him. So it's still forced. What did you accomplish? So what does he need to say Rotzani for? Why does he have to say, okay, I'll do it? Why does he have to say that? I mean, we know that he doesn't really mean it. He just does it because there's a gun to his head. So of course he's doing it. He doesn't want to feel the pain of you whipping him to make sure that he does it. V'tir et Rambam. So the Maharal quotes from the famous Rambam. In Hilchos Gerushin, Rambam says, Shekol Mishum, and we've quoted this Rambam in the Shir over the years. Shekol Mishum Mechuyav Lasos Min HaTorah Veinu Oseh. Anyone who's obligated to do something, the mitzvah from the Torah, doesn't do it. So this is the Maharal, just like he said before. Yitzra Hushim Miskarabo. We believe that a Jew, in his essence, is good, wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. He wants to do. His soul, his pure soul, wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Just the Yetzahara, which is the Sa'or Shebe Isa, the Yetzahara gets in the way. Imakin Osoach Nistalik Yetzahara. So if you smack the guy over the back, it's not the pshat that you're forcing him to do something he doesn't really want to do. You're forcing him to do something that the Yetzahara got in the way, but he, in his deep essence, really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. He really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Ad shechazer l'adas aroylo, ein zeh kfir, that's not forcing. El shal yidei hakam, salkin yimenu shtus, ad sheyachzer l'daito. He says, when a Jew wants to do against the Torah, it's not really him in his essence who's talking. It's that in his head, he got a shtus in his head. So when we beat him up, so we get rid of the shtus. By the way, there's a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara Masechta Sota, I quoted here, Daf Gimel Aleph says, Ein Adam Chote Elim Kein Nichneso Bo Ruach Shtus. The Gemara says that a person doesn't sin unless something grabs hold of his mind, something grabs hold of his, he gets a Ruach Shtus. And the Maharal in his commentary on the Gemara there says, Dibuk b'Hashem ayideh ha-seichel, v'ruach shtus mafrid beino levein Hashem, that our spirit is what cleaves to God, but the ruach shtus separates. So that's the Maharal highlights the Rambam over here. Again, this is very much in line with what the Maharal just said in the last piece, and that is that a Jew be'etzem is connected to Hashem. That's why Hashem was answering Avram Avinu. I'm never going to destroy you from the world because the Jewish people by nature are a spiritual people, and sin is the only thing that can bring a person out of this world. And the Jewish people in their nature, the fact that they can bring a carbon and wipe away the sin, that shows that in their nature they're not that way. Okay, a couple more points, and we're going to switch over to talk a little bit about Pesach because it's Parshas HaChodesh. And we read all about the carbon Pesach. It's also carbonos. But, so, the next two pieces both share the same theme. So there's actually four more pieces, but we'll move a little bit over to Pesach. So, there's four more ideas here, but I'll just summarize them briefly. In the Nesiv HaTshuva, that's on page 5. Page in Nisivos Olam Nisiv HaTshuva, page 5. So here he's explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Gemara has a story that they went over to, they asked Chachma, what should a person who sinned do? And Chachma gave one answer. They asked Nevuah, what should a sinner do? Then they asked Torah. So take a look what happened when they asked Torah. So as the Medrash says, Nisivos Olam, top of the page, Amnam, on the fourth line, top right hand side, Amnam, this is Nisivos Olam Nisiv HaTshuva Perek Aleph. Amnam, Kasher Shalu HaTorah, when they asked the Torah, Chotei Mayasa, they asked the Torah, what should a sinner do? Heshiva HaTorah Ki Yesh Tikkun El HaChotei Lios Mistalek Manachet Ayidei Karbon. So what does Torah say? You know what it says in my, you know what it says in me? In Torah it says, Yavi Karbon V'Yiskaper. Well, bring a Karbon, and then you'll get atonement. That's what you do. So he wants to know, Mara wants to know, and again, this is very similar to what we learned before, why is it that when he asked Torah, Torah was the one who was able to answer, bring a Karbon and get Kapar. Ki a Karbon hu ha-shava, gam ki nal Hashem Yisparach, kamo ha-tshuva, sheri nika Karbon. Ki mi shemevi Karbon, el echad hu maybe carbon kale echad who shove a love listabic bo mitsachu makriv a love carbon the chashe who shove a shemi spark achar shahi misrachik bimenu yisparach ayide chait sin distances man from God and the carbon brings him back close yeshkan kapar vasiluk avon the darazem mitsad ha Torah. This specifically comes because of the Torah. Ki mitzad haTorah, it's because of the Torah, yesh l'adam siluk menachet, mepnei shaTorah hu seichel nivdal menagashmi. The Torah is highlights man's spiritual self. V'chol chet b'shvil shahaya nimshach achar hagashmi. All sin is because man has a taiva for physical. Ulefikach mitzad haTorah hasichlis, because we have a spiritual side to us that is expressed in our Torah. Let's remember what the Zohar says: Yisrael va'oraisa v'kudsha brichu chadhu, that the Torah expresses the spiritual essence of the Jewish people. So that's why yesh takana elachote lotzis la'adam min hachet hadavik ba'adam mitzad hagashmi. Ulefikach amra Torah yavi asham v'yiskaper. Dafka, the Torah says, bring a carbon and sacrifice your physical self to God, and that will bring you closer to Him, and that will achieve you atonement. Ki kasher makriv ha'adam carbon makriv atzmo el Hashem Yisparach. Kefi Hashem Nisrachik min Hashem Yisparach. When you bring a carbon, so it's like you're sacrificing your own body. It's like you're sacrificing your own body and you're bringing yourself. You're saying, I don't care about my physical side. I want to reconnect with that spiritual side. That's why you fast on Yom Kippur and you get kapara. That's why you bring a karbon and you get kapara. Because when a person lowers his physical side and highlights and stresses his spiritual side, the Torah shabo, the neshama shabo, the spiritual side shabo, that is what brings him away from sin and closer to Hashem. Ulefikach b'ktzas karbanos k'siv, v'nefesh ki sakriv mincha. That's why in some of the karbanos it says, v'nefesh ki sakriv mincha. If your soul brings a karban mincha, why is the Torah stressing that your soul is bringing the karban? V'nefesh ki sakriv mincha. V'darshu zal ki ilu hikriv es nafsho. It's as if you were makriv your soul. It's as if you brought your soul closer to Hashem. Ulefikach. Al yidei karbon makriv atzmo l'Hashem Yisparach kefi arichok shenisrachik mimeno al yidei achet. And therefore, Torah sheyisechel nivdol lagamri. Gentlemen, how many times have I stressed over the 10 years my very strong, firm, and deep belief that it is through the study of Torah, it is through the study of Torah that a Jew can elevate himself, that a Jew can purify himself from the physical aspect of him and reconnect with the soul. The Torah is reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Torah is reconnecting with the soul. The Torah cleanses and purifies. The study of Torah cleanses and purifies the soul and highlights and sucks a person back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It soaks a person closer. It soaks a person closer. Right. That's why he says when the Gemara says they asked Chachma what the sinner should do, he gave a different answer. Chachma is different. Chachma is wisdom. That's different. But Torah, that's the spiritual connection. And even Nevuah is not as good. Avala Torah, she seichel nivdol min agashmi legamri lekach mitzad madregos haTorah yesh kansil chet ela adam ulofika hachachma yisemeres chatoim tirdof ro. Wow. You know what it says? The Gemara says, when they asked wisdom, what should a sinner do? He said, Chatoim tirdof ra. The answer was, may sins always run after the wicked. Ki roi lachote hara. He says, as far as wisdom is concerned, the sinner should get bad. Nothing to do. But Nevuah had a different answer. But Torah, Sichlis, that said, bring a carbon to the scapper. Okay, that's idea number 4. An idea, just very quickly, already at the end here. Idea 5 and 6. 5 is about why the salt finds its way to carbonos. He says because the salt lowered itself from the heavens, so anyone who lowers himself also achieves kapara. And idea number 6 is why is shlamim the last carbon? Shlamim is the last carbon discussed. Why is shlamim the last carbon discussed? So the Maharal highlights the idea that a lot of our ritual ends with shalom. We always end with shalom, right? Sim shalom, Shmon Esrei ends with sim shalom. Benching ends with, right? Hashem yivarech esamo. What's the last word of benching? The last word of davening is shalom, right? Hamavarech esamo yisrael b'shalom. What does benching end with? Hashem ozlamo yitain. Hashem yivarech esamo b'shalom. Shalom, shlemus, is always at the end. The completeness you find at the end. And that's what, if you take a look at I say it very, very succinctly on page 2. Emzevach shlamim karbano. Emzevach shlamim karbano. Hashlamim ba'achrona shekol ha'brochus chosim b'shalom. Because shalom is the end. Pasuk in Tehillim says, ki achris l'ishal gedi ha'shalom adabru b'shlemus. Hashlemus u'b'sof ki ba'aschol ha'yan adabru b'shlemus. You find completeness when you get to the end, right? You finish a masechta, you completed it. You finish davening, you feel complete. You talk to Hashem here, there, everywhere. You talk to Hashem this way, that way, the other way. So you finally, at the very end, is where you achieve completeness. Okay, now I want to do one thing about Pesach. One thing about Pesach. Where do I have that for you? So take a look at the end, page 6. Page 6. I want to close with, I really have 2 ideas here, but I think we're only going to get to one of them. But next week, Bezat Hashem, I don't know, I think people may have thought there's no shir this week, but the email went out, there was shir. I don't know where everybody is, but next week, we're going to learn a lot about Pesach, Bezat Hashem, a lot to do with preparation for Pesach from the Maharal Svarim on Pesach. Here we go. But I want to take a look at the chapter on the bottom right-hand side. This is what we're going to read, Parshas HaChodesh, this Shabbos. Ready? Here's the last piece. Talks about what the whole theme of Pesach is, what the Maharal's idea of what one of the main themes of Pesach. The main themes of Pesach, the Maharal says, is unity, not unity in the classic sense, but realizing that Hashem Echad Ushimo Echad. Listen to what he says. Dabrul Kol Adas Yisrael, you see where I am, bottom right hand side, page 6. Dabrul Kol Adas Yisrael Emor Be'asol L'Chodesh Dev, Yikulam Ish Selavos Selavayis, Oyecham L'Shmeret Arabos Ha'yom HaChodesh, ושחטו עשו כל קהל עשו בין הרביים. מה שבוחר דווקא שתהיה לקיחה, דווקא בעשר לחודש, כי הוא עשירי מיוחד לקדושה, כתוסיף, הוא עשירי יהיה קודש. לפי חציב הליקח בעשר לחודש ולהקר הקורבן לשמיים. ודבר זה רואי שיהיה בעשר דווקא. Okay, he says the taking of the carbon has to be on the 10th of the month, because the number 10 has to do with Kedusha. אבל יש עוד טעם מה שהיה דיבור ביום אחד לחודש. Why did God command this to Moshe Rabbeinu on the first of the month? Why did it happen? Why was Karban Pesach commanded on the first of the month? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem Dabrul Kodashim. I'm telling that on the 10th I want you to take the Karban Pesach. Why was the, asks the Maharal, why was the commandment to take the Karban Pesach commanded on the first of the month on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Why then specifically? So he explains. Mipnei, ki kfar amarnu ki ha-Pesach hu avodas Hashem Yisparach. This is from the Maharal's drasha that he gave on Shabbos HaGadol 1 year. This is the Maharal's drasha on Shabbos HaGadol 1 year. So why on the first? He says, Ki ha-Pesach, Korban Pesach. We just talked about what Korbanos are b'chlal. If Korbanos b'chlal are bringing you closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Korban Pesach. The whole idea of the Korban Pesach was to tell the Jewish people in Egypt and to tell all future generations that there was one Hashem, one God up in Shemaim who took you out, one God up in Shemaim who's watching over you, who's looking after you. It's about Emunah b'Hashem. It's a carbon of Emunah. It's a carbon that's supposed to bring the Jewish people Emunah. And look what he says. Ki ha-Pesach avodas Hashem Yisparach. V'ha-avodah azos hi sh'anu ovdin lo shehu Yisparach echad. There is one God, v'ein zulaso, there is nobody else from him. Ulefikach roi lavodoso. And that is why it is appropriate to serve God, because he is the only mover and shaker on this world. Ulefikach kol inyan avodas ha-Pesach sheha korban echad. B'chol tzad, v'pnei shu lekel echad Yisparach. The Korban Pesach is supposed to highlight for the Jew the number one. Every aspect of this carbon is highlighting for the Jew the number one. Look what he says. Ulefikach pirashna b'chibur gvuras Hashem. Therefore, I explained in my book, Gvuras Hashem, which is all about Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And next week, we're going to study a lot of the Gvuras Hashem. Shehoya ha-carbon hazeh kol inyin shelo shiye echad. This entire carbon had specific aspects of being echad. Harishon terinera b'ferish Bebayis echad yeachel. This is a special halach of the Korban Pesach. Bebayis echad yeachel. It had to be eaten in one house. You couldn't eat half your Korban Pesach in one house and then go to another house. Bebayis echad. She'asu l'chalko v'lechol so b'shtei chaburos. You can't eat it in two different groups. She'lo yenechla korbanu shal Hashem Yisparach shu avoda l'kel echad hasheni. I'm sorry, Hasheni, what's the second rule? The etzem lo sish perubo. You can't break a bone. Shlo yeh nechlak ba'atzmo. It itself couldn't be broken in two pieces. It had to be eaten whole. Don't break the bones. Ki ha'etzem wo binyan ba'achai v'lo ha'yeh nechlak ikar binyan ba'achai shi'atzamos sh'aleim nismach ha'balechayim. Hashlishi, what's the third halacha? Al tochlu mimenu na umavushal. You can't eat it cooked. Why? Kiyim tzliyesh, it's got to be roasted. What's the difference in cooking and roasting? When you cook something, it's soft and it breaks into a million parts. When you roast it, it's hard. It's one. It's solid. When you roast it, the juice goes out. It becomes solid. It becomes hard. Ki abasa shu mevushal nase pirurim mechulakim ad shnechel gamrei. When meat becomes soft, so it splits easily. But this had to be roasted. When you roast it, you take the liquid out of it, right? Cooking puts a lot of liquid into it, makes it soft. Roasting takes the liquid out of it. Rak tzliyesh. Ki kol zman shehu tzli niskasha. It becomes hard. Anasa chalak of echad. It becomes one. Lufikach tzliyesh dafka. Ve'od halacha number four. Mitzvot sheyeh ben shana achas v'lo shtayim. 1 year old, not two. The Shem Mavur Ba'orach Od Yosef, and in my book, Gvuras Hashem, I elaborate on this even more. Lefikach ha-mitzvah be'echad la-chodesh. Ki echad ba-chodesh mora al-haskala. U-befrat echad la-chodesh nisan. Shu haskala sa-olam. U-va-haskala Hashem Yisparach. U-va-haskala Hashem Yisparach echad. V'zeh shekazim v'ator v'yere v'yivoker yom echad. V'loksiv yom rishon. K'mo shekazim acharkach. Hashem Shehoya Kadosh Baruch Hu Echad. They weren't even created Malachim Ad Yom Hasheni. Av Yom Harishon Haya Hashem Yisparach Echad Ushmo Echad Bilvad. Ulefikach Mitzvos HaTorah Al HaKorban BeEchad LaChodesh Ki HaEchad BaChodesh Mor Al HaSchalas HaOlam Asher Bo Haya Hashem Yisparach Echad. VaTorah Shoyse Gamkin BaSchalas HaBriya Ki Nivreis Kodem HaOlam Lekach Mitzvos HaTorah Biyom Zeh Shu HaSchala Likach HaPesach LaAvod LeKel Echad. He says the whole idea of the Korban Pesach is Emunah b'Hashem Yisparach
Shehu Echad, Ushmo Echad, the carbon Pesach is trying to highlight to us, to remind us that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the only one in our lives. He's the one who commands us what we're supposed to do. He's the one watching over us. He's the one who took us out of Egypt. He is the one who, the whole Yisod of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we say in the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Tzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The carbon Pesach was there to instill in the Jewish people Emunah b'Hashem Echad. That there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad. So that's why it was commanded on the first of the month. That's why you have to eat it in one house, in one chabura. It's got to be roasted so it becomes one and not cooked, that it's divided into pieces. And that's why it says, Vayera Vayvoka Yom Echad, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the world and it was only Him. The Torah highlights Yom Echad, that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one Hashem. Even though it sometimes seems to a person that Hashem treats him differently in different ways, sometimes you feel like Hashem is close, sometimes He's far, sometimes you feel like He's Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin, we get confused. That's why we say in the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Midas HaRachim, Elokeinu is Midas HaDin. Ancient civilizations thought there was a God of good and God of evil. We don't understand, so we say no. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Rachamim, Elokeinu, Hashem is Yud Kevokim, that's Rachamim. Elokeinu and Din, even when Hashem relates to us differently, we think He's far, we think He's close, we think He's doing bad to us, we think He's doing good to us, we think He's not being nice to us, Rachman al-Latan. We don't realize it's all Hashem Echad, it's Kulo Tov, it's all Kulo Rachamim. That's the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is to be more on Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem. Usually when I talk about Achdus, I talk about Achdus among us. But the Karban Pesach is supposed to highlight to the Jew Achdus Hashem, that there's one Ribbono Shel in the world. That's the whole idea of Karban Pesach, and that's the whole idea of the holiday of Pesach. The holiday of Pesach, we bring our families in one chabura to the Seder, to be mashrish in our children, Emunah b'Hashem, to be mashrish in the next generation. Emunah, there's one Hashem, there's a Karban Pesach. God took us out of Egypt. There's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked out for us. The whole idea is to be mashrish Emunah in Klal Yisrael. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that through celebrating the holiday of Pesach on Rosh, we're celebrating the beginning of the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It all starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a holiday of Geula. It's a holiday of Emunah b'Hashem, of the Karban Pesach. Hopefully, us and our entire family should strengthen our Emunah this month, and in the merit of our strengthening of our Emunah, of our realizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in strengthening our Emunah, He will see that it's finally time to redeem us. Benisa Negalo, Abbasayna Benisa, Asidim L'Skal. May that day come from here, Yameinu, Amen, Amen. We don't have Kaddish here. I don't know why people didn't know there's Shir this week, but there is Shir this week. There will be Shir next week as well.